name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This lunchtime today, people from Southwark Cathedral and from St. Magnus the Martyr, the church that's on the north side of the river, met in the middle of the bridge, middle of London Bridge, for our annual service to bless the River Thames. I think there were probably 200 or 300 people there or so. There were a couple of boats down in the river who'd come specially for that. There was a lifeboat in the river. The people on the north side had brought some of their civic personalities as well, and we had taken the Mayor of Southwark over to meet them in the middle. And we had the Bishop of Lambeth presiding today. He was wearing Sarah Wilson's cope. You may have seen it earlier in the year, which is made from Episcopal cope. It's made from plastic debris that's been found in the River Thames. And that says ever such a lot, doesn't it, really? So many different things, that the bishop presiding at that service was wearing that cope. You wouldn't know from a distance it was made of plastic at all, but when you get close to it, it's really very clever indeed. So that's what we were doing this morning. And water, of course, is a really powerful symbol in expressing physical as well as spiritual aspects of the human experience. The waters of the Thames that we know so well have hugely influenced the history of this great city. And today also we celebrate the baptism of Christ, and we know that the waters of baptism have changed us and greatly influenced our own lives and personal stories. In our readings this afternoon on this feast of the baptism of Christ, then, it's not surprising to find that the opening verse of our first reading from Isaiah is about water. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. You can imagine a crowded area where a voice calls out to all the passers-by, come and see what we have to offer. And of course, it's also reminiscent of Jesus' offer of living water, which quenches his thirst in such an extraordinary way that the one who's drunk it would never be thirsty again. The water that Jesus can give becomes, in the one who's drunk it, a spring of water gushing up into eternal life. Thirsting for spiritual fulfillment is a very human experience indeed. People may thirst without necessarily knowing where to turn. But here, from the very mouth of God, is the offer of thirst-quenching, satisfying, life-giving, refreshing water that meets that longing thirst. Paul's writing in Romans also speaks of water, this time in the context of baptism. We are buried with Jesus into death by baptism, just as we are reborn to walk in newness of life with Christ, who was raised from the dead by the Father. We are buried when we're baptized into death, and then we're reborn to walk in newness of life. And in other New Testament epistles, baptism is described as a washing away of sins, the washing away of sins in the waters of the font, or the lake, or the river, or the swimming pool, or wherever you were baptized. It's a cleansing from all that contaminated us by our habits and thoughts, our words and actions that were contrary to the love and purposes of God. And cleansing rituals in our society and in societies all over the world and different cultures, whether ceremonial, public, or personal, are also a feature of human life. There are some days when I just long for a warm soak in a sudsy bubble bath, followed by an hour or so relaxing with a good book. In actual fact, though, I don't think that the washing of baptism is anything like that long, hot bath. In contrast, it's rather more like a cold, invigorating shower to wake me up in the morning so that I'm alert and ready to go. We are baptized into new life, something that's vibrant, something that's active. We're baptized into mission and discipleship. And we're also baptized into something that in our readings today are described as a walk with Jesus. While we were blessing the river on that bridge, we were sharing the space today, and this is the first time I've actually seen this happen when we've done this, with what were probably 100 or so, perhaps more, determined walkers, some with pairs of serious walking sticks, you know, the ones which you use to go hiking. Each was adorned with a number on a piece of paper pinned onto them, and they were all wearing matching woolly hats. I really don't know what they were doing, but they were clearly organized and doing it with great determination. And taking a walk with Jesus in newness of life is something rather like that. Something that is determined with a purpose, something that's active and vibrant. It means many different things to each of us, as the Spirit bestows upon us so many different gifts and abilities. Between us, God calls us to a host of different ministries and callings, but what a wonderful thing that is when they all come together. Don't get me wrong about that long hot soak. I think there definitely is a spiritual equivalent for which each of us should allow space in our lives, but that's the thought for another day. This afternoon, I'd like to encourage us all to recall our baptism, and in doing so, recommit ourselves to that mission and discipleship into which we were baptized, so that we may continue to walk in newness of life with Christ, who will guide us and accompany us on every step. So let us pray.